This podcast contains adult language. DigitalDarren.com. Today is November 27th, 2013. Calhoun in the building.
I'm here once again. They haven't kicked me out yet.
NFL Week 13 picks and kicks. Before we get to it, first off, happy holidays for everybody. Thanksgiving, whatever you celebrate. Glad you're spending it listening to us. And again, have a happy and safe holiday season.
Yeah, happy when the white man came and eradicated the whole race day. Happy that. And speaking of which, before we go any further, I had posted this on my little Facebook. When the last time you seen an Indian? And I'm not talking about the ones with the red dot and the ones who do missions and half of them don't come back. I'm talking about the that Indian. When the last time you seen one of those?
Strangely enough, somebody tried some out on Monday Night Football. Daniel Snyder, and he put them in red.
You bullshit.
I swear to God, Ashley tweeted. Let me read my tweet for you.
And they suing them for the word. They went out and did that.
Exactly.
Fucking sellout.
And it was.
Y'all, they killed all your forefathers that many years ago for you to trot out under a red skin. You fucking sellout.
They did a halftime show. I said, Snyder taking FU to a whole nother level, trying out these Indians out there like that. And they had on their red skin gear, and this is real. Like somebody was named Longbow or Strong Arrow or something like that.
I said, run like wind.
I said, boy, you got to be rich.
Wow.
You got to be a real rich asshole to pull the stunt like that.
You got to be real white.
And they were called they were Navajo Indians.
Navajos. They were getting done like some hoes. Wow. You do that? I would kiss my ass. You know what they did? You probably gave them like $1 million and they spent it all in the reservation at the casino. I'm going to tell you something. Not on TV. When the last time you've seen one?
I've never seen one before in my life.
God bless America. That's what's amazing. I've never seen one. I'm not going to lie about it. I've never seen one. The most I've seen on TV, they look like some tall Mexicans with long hair to me. But I've never seen
one. Closer to black color than Mexicans, right?
Nah, black Mexicans are closer. They color everybody. If you ain't black and you colored, you all about look the same, right? Yeah. I mean, you can go high yellow like Orientals and shit, or you can look like red, like the rest of them. You know what I mean? If you're not black,
so Redskins actually is an accurate name. That's what you're saying.
You goddamn right. That's goddamn right. That's what they should have did. Let me tell you how thorough white people are. If black people was in charge of getting rid of Indians, we would have had more Indians than blacks right now. Eradicated them. Got them the fuck out of here and made them go behind the fence somewhere. I've never seen them. I'm not going to lie. I want to see one.
So if you saw one, what questions would you have for them?
First, I'll address them properly. How? That's what I'll do first. They know what you're going to say. Like, how?
That's what TV said, probably like real life.
I don't know. That's what I would do.
Okay.
So then I would be like, wow, you do exist. Like, I think I see a unicorn before I see an Indian.
An alien.
I see an alien. I see one walking through like five parts. Be like, oh shit, it's an alien down here. What is that next to it? Someone would say, an Indian. A real one? Everyone to flock the Indian and let the alien go about his business. I'm telling you, I've never seen an Indian, ever. I've never seen one.
And that's how we're going to start off the people's holiday season, with these type of conversations. Well, yeah,
Happy Turkey Day.
Anyway, this is a good lead-in to do the Lewinsky and the You Suck Award. We'll start with the You Suck Award, because this conversation kind of lends itself to give Daniel Snyder. I'm going to give Daniel Snyder my You Suck Award for trotting out those Indians like that. I thought that was completely... That's just like trying out a black person in blackface almost. You know, so I thought it was completely disrespectful. I thought it was you just satisfying your ego and trying to be show people that, hey, they're not changing your mind regardless of what they say.
And that's why I'm going to give him the Lewinsky Award. To show you motherfuckers, it's not about white, red, or black. It's about green. And y'all can make all this noise you want to until I throw some dollars at you. And now y'all come out here in your Indian garb and let everything bygones be bygones. So he's showing you now what a rich can do. Fuck you. I'm going to keep this shit to Redskins. Like I said, might well call them. I can't wait till they come out with the New Jersey blackface. For Al Sharpton to get off his skinny fat ass. Why not do it? Why not do it? It's the holiday season. Why not trot them out there? Did it rain? It didn't rain, did you? You know why? Because they did their rain dance. That's why.
I thought the rain dance was supposed to make it rain.
Well, because they're so corrupt now. You see, now it does. Oh, it does it's the opposite. Yeah, they didn't do it right either. It's not their forefathers. They don't know how to make it rain. They just, matter of fact, they don't even have a peace pipe no more. They probably go to 7-Eleven and get a box of blunts.
Oh, you on fire today. All right. So you said Daniel Snyder gets your Lewinsky Award. He get my You Suck Award. So who you get your You Suck Award to?
I'm going to give it to the team I give it to every week. The Falcons. Thank you for never letting me down, Atlanta Birds. Amazing. Speaking of, they should change from Atlanta Falcons to Atlanta Turkeys. And I don't know, Thanksgiving, might as well. They suck the same. Might as well do it. They getting killed just like the Indians did on the first.
If you're off the blank, what do you think he's thinking right now?
He's probably thinking like, which mob boss I can get to kill Dimitrov and Smith and make it look like an accident.
And Matt Ryan, too.
I'm glad you brought that up. Glad you brought
that
up.
We're not going to spend that whole time talking about these Falcons. Nah, they
2-9. Yeah. Well, this is the pain you go through when you listen to Atlanta broadcast. So, I want to know why you blame Matt Ryan for getting $100 million. Especially when you got Kobe Bryant, 36, 37? Who's getting 36? Who's getting a 2-year extension for $48 million?
First off, I'm going to set you up with Kobe just by saying he's a 5-time champion for that organization.
He hasn't. What is he doing now lately? You think he's going to get another ring in 2 years?
Even if he did, he got 5 rings. Matt Ryan don't even have 5 playoff appearances.
Listen, yes he does.
It may be just 5.
It's 5.
Okay, Kobe got more rings, just as many rings as Matt Ryan have playoff appearances. So you let's throw Kobe out the window. You talking about maybe one of the top 10 greatest players of all time.
I get it. All right. So that's blasphemy. We're not going to put Matt Ryan and Kobe together. Matt Ryan is not the problem.
Yes, he
what is. What is a quarterback's best friend?
A good line.
You would say a good line. It's really a running game, right? Running game the best friend. And other than that, defense. Because the defense wins game. Defense keeps you in the game.
When
defense.
You spend $100 million on one player in the salary cap
era. Before the $100 million, we've never done shit for the defense. Ever. Since Dimitrov been there. We ain't had a good defense since Jesse Togledale. That's a lie. Yeah, no. Since the Super Bowl. That was the last year we had a good defense. So, you haven't gave two fucks about the defense. So let's see how we're going to blame Matt Ryan here. Our defense is at the bottom of the league.
When Green Bay won the Super Bowl 2 years ago, did they have a great defense?
They had a defense. We probably led in takeaways. If they wasn't like in the all-around
top 10. What about New Orleans when they won the Super Bowl?
Led in takeaways. They for sure led in takeaways. So.
Somebody need to call you on this bullshit
you said. It's true, I'm telling you. So, we don't have to even look it up. Take my word. So listen. We have bottom of the barrel defense. We're in the bottom hat, the bottom five. It's total defense. We're in the bottom five. I think the bottom two in run game. We have a shitty line. We have below average coaching and a bad front office. Coupled with injuries. So how do you blame Matt Ryan? So with all that going on, how Matt Ryan is to blame?
So let me flip it and ask you this. With all those things wrong, with Tom Brady, Peyton Manning, Drew Brees, and Aaron Rodgers be 2-10.
Who?
Would those four be 2-10 at this point?
Peyton Manning got hurt. They went 2-14.
He was hurt. On the field, would you ever see those people go? The Falcons are the worst team in the NFL. Would you ever say those guys quarterback the worst team in the NFL?
Listen.
Answer my question. Yes or no. It's just a simple yes or no question.
I don't have a crystal ball. I can't say that. I don't know.
What does your gut tell you?
No, they wouldn't. All right, no, they wouldn't.
Okay,
I'm not putting Matt Ryan. Drew Brees. What is Joe Flacco doing?
I said those four guys. I'll give you a perfect example. Last year, Drew Brees had hell going around him. The worst defense ever in NFL history.
He had a good running game. Wait a minute. They had a three-headed back, three-headed horse going.
Listen here.
They had a great offensive line.
Listen here. They had no coach. They had the worst defense in the history of the NFL.
It was pretty bad.
It was the worst defense in the history of the NFL. And he went 7-9. $100 million players don't go 2-something.
The season not over with.
Right now, the Falcons 2-9. Right now, you can say they are the worst team in the NFL. Think about this. 5 weeks ago, we thought Jacksonville was one of the worst teams in NFL history. Now, the Falcons may finish the season with more losses than Jacksonville. And a $100 million quarterback. In a sport where quarterback matters most, this does not merit a 2-10 record. And he doesn't merit $100 million for that type of record.
You can't, if it's that bad, if it's that much of a debacle, you cannot blame it on one person.
So, last year with the Saints debacle, how did Drew Brees flourish?
Drew Brees still had hella numbers. Just like Matt Ryan, this year, have hella numbers.
Drew Brees will win.
Why the fuck a losing record is winning?
He was 7-9. Can the Falcons be 7-9? They 2-9 right now.
No, we're not going to go no far.
Okay, let me ask you this.
We had a harder schedule, too.
We didn't have the worst defense in NFL history handicapping us.
This is arguably
the worst defense in NFL history. This isn't arguably. That was the worst defense in NFL history.
This got to top it after this shit.
No, it's not. The Falcons just aren't good. They were the worst defense in NFL history.
But you want to just do that. Okay. Is Drew Brees better than Matt Ryan?
Of course.
By far. So we don't even do that.
$100 million.
Yeah.
Matt Ryan is not worth $100 million.
Okay, that shit-ass defense that he had. What his line look like? Offensive line.
They were average.
Nah. Oh, shit. Come on now. The one thing all them quarterbacks you just named have in common, they have great line play. He has good to great line play.
Good.
Yeah, I'm not going to say he's Tom Brady line. I'm not going to do that. But he has good line play. What kind of line play Matt Ryan have?
Average to below average.
Oh, no, let's not do that. He has shitty to garbage.
You know why?
Shitty to garbage.
You know why?
Why?
He's taking all the money for all the other players. So you damn right. The Cowboys showing you this with Tony Romo next year. They're paying $100 million. They're going to be $50 million over the cap next year. You can't keep top flight talent and pay a non-top flight quarterback. Like, think about this. All the other teams who have true $100 million quarterbacks, in my opinion, they either have supporting guys at skill positions like no stars, or they have people on their rookie schedule contracts. Denver. Bebe Thomas is on his rookie contract. They going no show Marino still on his rookie contract. They don't have any stars. Wes Welker may be the closest thing to a star, but he got shortchanged. Patriots. You don't even know nobody on that. Gronk still on his rookie contract. Nobody else you even know about. Saints. Who's getting paid off the Saints besides Drew Brees? Nobody. Aaron Rodgers. Who's getting paid off of Green Bay? Nobody but Aaron Rodgers.
Wait, Matthew's getting money over there?
He on defense. That's one person.
Listen, all I'm saying.
You can't spend money on somebody,
but you're gonna have to. What?
Let me just say this. Talk too much about facts?
Let me just finish
my last point. You can say what you want to say. You can't pay $100 million to a player who can't win with subpar talent or average talent. Matt Ryan cannot win with average talent around him.
So, not pay Matt Ryan, lose Matt Ryan. What are you replacing him with?
I'm not saying lose Matt Ryan.
No, that's what you're going to do.
I'm saying
because somebody's going to give him $100 million. No, that's what's going to happen. Somebody's going to give him $100 million.
I think time will tell if he's really worth $100 million.
That's everybody. Right now.
Is he worth $100 million?
Yes.
I said before, no.
Yes.
No.
And I'm saying right now, you don't have Matt Ryan.
They go 2-10 without Matt Ryan.
Listen, you don't have Matt Ryan. This is a bad year all the way around. Something is glaring here. Nobody knows what's going on. They can't stop the bleeding.
You paid $100 million.
This is more than because the talent that
Listen, me that $100 million players don't quarterback the best team in the worst team.
This is what I'm saying right here. This is what I'm saying. One, it's a down year. Let's put that out there. Two,
down years don't be worst team in NFL.
Two, he's not the top one, two, three problem of the Falcons.
Yes, he is. No, his contract is.
Because he's still producing.
His contract is.
He's still
matter of fact, he is. Because the perfect example, Steve Young said it best. He had 28 game running drives, right?
We don't need to pull up his stats. I'm not pull up Matt Ryan's stats.
His stats are good, but Steve Young said it best.
What are we talking about here?
Steve Young said it best. Out of the 28 comeback wins he had, 26 of them by 2 points.
I don't give a shit about them hating ass, old ass players who can't play no more.
To the my only thing, and we're going to move past the Falcons. You love them if you're down 2, hate them if you're down 4.
It doesn't matter. Our team right now is shitty.
How much better can we get with him sucking up $100 million?
That's where the GM comes in at. And the scouting comes in at. That's where it comes in at. And we have a problem with both of those. That's where all those come into play, correct? Because we're not going to draft very good. Yeah, I'm pulling it up. We're not going to draft very good, right? Correct, right or wrong? We're not going to go after the right free agents, right or wrong? And now we still have some cap room, but we don't have a magician who can maneuver this around. So we're going to suck. That's what's going to happen. But his stats are amazing. Let's just put that out there. His stats are amazing. Once again, Matt Ryan is coming through in the clutch.
No, he's not. How can he come through in the clutch? They're 2-10.
He's doing his part.
And they're 2-10?
Listen, if you have a machine.
How many pick sixes did he throw in Carolina? How many crucial interceptions have he thrown these past 3 weeks?
What? Listen, you want to take a specific point in the season and try to point it at Matt Ryan? Let me tell you something. How many times have Deku been burnt or been looking out of place? Let's do that.
He was doing that last year.
He'd been doing it every year.
Okay, then. So what's the difference?
Kid has 3,160 yards, 18 touchdowns, 12 interceptions. My God. And in 11 games.
And we both know stats can be good.
No.
Stats deceiving for him this year.
Fuck that. No.
So you're saying he deserves a Pro Bowl appearance?
With those kind of stats, he's doing all he can do. What else can he do besides go catch the ball himself? Run the ball himself.
Let's agree to disagree and move on from the fact.
Let's just agree I'm right and move on.
You're not right.
I'm all the way right.
No, you're not.
I'm all the way right.
You all the way wrong. All
right, let's agree to disagree.
Matt Ryan is just like a fine girl who got average pussy to below average pussy. You be thinking that all this, but still you get her. As soon as you get her, you still fuck. Yeah. But you be like, man, all the shit I had to go through to fuck this fine hoe, it was just regular pussy. You be like, man, I'm tired of this, bro.
Yeah, but you can go back and fuck it again.
Exactly. But after 2 or 3 times, you're like, man, I'm tired of this regular ass pussy. I want some better pussy.
That just being greedy. But I'm telling you right now, Matt Ryan living up to his end of the bargain. Man. No Julio, no line, no running game, no defense, no coaching.
You can't say no defense, no coaching. Drew Brees had that.
Nah, we're not putting Matt Ryan and Drew Brees in the same
category. Those are the only four who worth $100 million.
Nah, we're not putting them in the same category. It's a talent level. We're not going to do that.
All right, let's just move on from the Falcons because we're not going to solve this. We spent way too much time talking on a team that's 2-10.
They the home team. We can talk about them all day. They the home team.
So, you gave the Falcons your You Suck Award.
They suck.
I'm going to give my Lewinsky Award since we flip-flop. I'm going to give it to Cam. Cam, what? Keep pulling it out. Close loss Cam is turned into comeback Cam.
He's amazing, isn't he?
He's amazing. I don't know what to say. I give it to him, and I'm also split it between him and Tom Brady. I think Brady don't deserve it. After that comeback. I think they deserve some Lewinsky or whatever. So.
Shouldn't pay Matt the Broncos get some use up, though? You spot them 24 points and you lose that?
Nah, game? The Falcons get all the, I mean, Daniel Snyder gets all the use up from me. That's who deserves it. Yeah. I mean, he's offending a whole race of people.
Let me tell you, and this is not going to be too offensive. I'm going to keep this one clean.
You might as well. You offend everything else.
Not going to do it. Cam Newton is probably the product of years of slaves being bred. You know what I mean? Like, they used to pick the slaves to breed to come out with a super and you get Cam down the line. Cam looks like years of just...
I would think people would have topped that. Like LeBron, Wilt Chamberlain. I mean, they've been
breeding super for a long time.
Exactly, that's the point.
And he's another one. Okay. He's another one. 6'6", 240, run like the wind, throws like nobody business.
These black quarterbacks, you suck them off like you a prostitute.
Let me tell you something. They're amazing. Let's be real.
You are such a sucker for a black quarterback.
Let's be real. You get one that can really run and do his thing. We was all teased with Mike Vick Randall Cunningham probably the ultimate tease. Randall Cunningham.
Not that my bit because he was hometown essentially. Like,
I think if you can just go.
It's one thing to see a girl with a big rack. It's a whole nother thing to be dating a girl with a big rack. You know what I'm saying?
Titty fucking.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying?
I know about titty fucking. You know what I'm saying? This is what I'm saying. As far as like just athleticism and stuff, nobody tease you like Mike Vick. Nobody. Mike Vick was a fat ass walking down Pride Street. And you just knew she was going to cost 30. And the bitch wasn't even selling pussy. But Mike Vick was just amazing to see. And that talent went absolutely nowhere.
Yeah.
Cam Newton is an amazing talent, though. That kid can really... If he...
So would you rank him in your... Name top five black quarterbacks of all time.
All time? I don't think Cam Newton would make that list. Probably Warren Moon, Randall Cunningham, Donovan McNabb.
Is Vic in them?
I don't know. Steve McNair. I'll put all them over Vic. I'm not going to say Doug Williams just because he went to the Super Bowl. I don't think Doug Williams is in there.
Five may be a stretch. Top three or four may be a better accurate number of black quarterbacks. Because it's just not coming in fast.
It's not a whole bunch of right. What you going to say? Jamarcus Russell, Vincent Young? But the top three, the Mount Rushmore, would probably be Warren Moon, Randall Cunningham, probably Donovan McNabb. You'd be hard-pressed.
I was going to say Doug Williams because he's the first black quarterback.
That went to the bowl. But they had a great team. So it wasn't just... Doug Williams was just like the star.
He wasn't the rock of the team.
Or nah, they had a lot of little shit going. But if you want to talk about star of the team, Warren Moon is arguably one of the, if not the best quarterback ever. Because they wouldn't even get him the shot at first, right?
Yeah.
Because they wouldn't let him play quarterback, so he had to go to CFL. If they take his CFL and his NFL stats, he's amazing.
Alright. That's enough of black quarterbacks. And just to sum it up, your Mount Rushmore black quarterbacks is Warren Moon.
Randall Cunningham and Donovan McNabb.
Okay.
Well, what's yours?
I would put...
Oh, that dog fighting like Vic ain't going in there.
Actually, Vic would.
On your top three?
Warren Moon, Michael Vick, and Doug Williams. And I'll tell you why.
No, Randall Cunningham won like 300 piece, right?
I'll tell you why. Warren Moon, because like you say, he's arguably one of the best traditional quarterbacks
to ever throw.
Say
Doug Williams.
Doug Williams. Just because he won the Super Bowl, right? I mean, he's done something no other black quarterback has done. So, yeah. However it goes down, he's still the first to do it. So, until somebody else does it, it's kind of hard not to give it to him. Then, Michael Vick. Michael Vick is probably the first black quarterback to literally take the league by storm, meaning that
you don't have to say mean. Yeah, he literally did.
No, I'm saying like he was actually at one point in time the biggest star in the NFL.
Yeah.
So none of the black quarterbacks besides Doug Williams really ever won anything except for Matt Now. You know what I'm saying? You could say Matt Now was a consistent winner. So if you throw all of them out and just say all of them have been average winners, Matt Now been above average winners, I think Vic's impact on the game has been much longer and lasting than anything else. Like history will always remember Michael Vick. Good or bad. History will always remember him.
I don't think no one, and maybe this is me just in this era of being captivated by him. And I don't know, maybe Jim Brown in the 30s, maybe. Maybe Gale
he may be,
Sayers.
Like, for us, he's him, Barry Sanders. Like, in our lifetime.
Even Barry Sanders, as most electrifying, I think Barry's the most electrifying thing I've ever seen. But take just at one point in time, that's why he got in trouble. Mike Vick probably thought he was bigger than the NFL. Because at one point in time, Mike Vick was bigger than the NFL.
Exactly.
Like, he was selling the air. You was paying attention. You was watching Mike Vick. Mike Vick was like something you've never
and that's what I'm,
ever
and that's
seen.
That's why I put him on the Rushmore, because no other black quarterback.
No other quarterback.
Well, I mean, Peyton Manning. Like
no, and I mean, Brady. They better. They,
no,
that,
no, but I'm saying they're
talent.
They're
but bigger than the NFL?
Peyton Manning. I think Peyton Manning.
Peyton Manning, when her NFL kept going.
Michael Vick went to jail and the kid.
Yeah, but it was a big void missing.
I mean, I think that's just because we're in the city and that's kind of from.
I think it was a void missing. Peyton Manning went out. You still can look at Tom Brady for good quarterback. You can still look at Drew Brees. You can still look at Aaron Rodgers. You can still look at good quarterback. Mike Vick, you can't see nothing like
with
that.
With that said, he's on my Rushmore. You have to put him on your Rushmore, which you just
I'm not going to put that dog fighting on my Rushmore. No. I told you my Rushmore. Randall Cunningham was amazing. set the city on fire. You seen it. The flood, the fall game and shit. Randy Cunningham, 15-1 Minnesota. Randy Cunningham is a motherfucker, man. Randy Cunningham is a motherfucker. Donovan McNabb, that goddamn tap dancing Campbell soup eating motherfucker. You may not like how he went about doing business, but he was prolific. You look at his stats, you look at what he did year in, year out, you look at his NFC championships again. Right, Donovan McNabb was a motherfucker.
Let's move on with this question. What does Cam have to do to get on your Mount Rushmore?
Oh, that nigga gonna be on Mount Rushmore, but I will enjoy watching him. He's not gonna be on Mount Rushmore.
So there's nothing he can do to get on your Mount Rushmore?
Nah, he's not gonna be able to do it.
All right, let's maybe, start.
Maybe that mutt Kaepernick, if they go back to what he was doing.
All right, let's start with picks and kicks. So, Thanksgiving Day games.
Yeah, again, I take that back. He can't get on my Rushmore.
Happy Thanksgiving Day to everybody. First game is Green Bay at Detroit.
Boy, I tell you, shitty bowl. Detroit, what have they been doing? Detroit been going backwards, isn't it?
I mean, it's kind of the thing we've had where there's no consistent team besides maybe those. The Falcons, the Jags, and the Texans are consistently bad. Maybe the Sixers, the Saints, Panthers,
Patriots,
Seattle,
Denver,
New Orleans, if I didn't say them. Kansas City, those teams are, you know, pretty good. Everybody else is kind of in the same.
And I think Kansas City is full goal.
But they right now, they're so far. They raced so far ahead of the pack. That,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Right now, everybody else is, you know what I'm saying? So, I think Detroit's going to win this game at home because Green Bay is bringing out Matt Flynn. I think this will be the game that shows you why Matt Flynn is not a starting quarterback.
How does keep getting the job? What is he doing?
I think that he was familiar with the system, and once they were
not just back everywhere. How's he keeping the job? He went from Seattle, then he went to, what was it, Raiders? Now he's back with, how's he
went to the Bills and they cut him before he went to
and then he went to, how is this possible? How is Vince Young on the couch? The Packers had him in camp, said he was the rave, let him go, and y'all bring Matt Flynn back. It just amazes me, man. It's amazing to me. I don't get it.
Who you got winning the game?
The Lions. I don't want the Packers to win a motherfucking thing.
The line is Detroit by 7. I think that line is a little high.
That's too high.
I think Detroit win maybe by 4.
Detroit might fluke it, too. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
They've been playing like shit.
All right, the next Thanksgiving Day game is the Oakland Raiders at the Dallas Cowboys.
Cowboys.
Tony Romo. If Tony Romo can get any help, he'd be a candidate for MVP.
No, he wouldn't.
Tony Romo is amazing.
No, he's not.
He's much better than Matt Ryan.
No, he's not.
Yes, he is. No, he's not worth $100 million either, but he's better than Matt Ryan.
No, he's not.
We'll leave it like that. The line is Dallas by 9. Terrell Pryor still has some magic up his sleeve, so I think 9 is pretty high. I'll say Dallas wins maybe by 6.
He came with a top hat and a cane. I don't think he has magic anymore. I think the thrill is gone. It's over with.
I thought you loved black quarterbacks.
I'm like a winner. I'm gonna be honest with you. I'm a real American. I like a winner, D. You win, I'm with it. Cowboys win. Who was the last game?
The next game is Steelers at Ravens.
Another one of these.
For the rest of this season, we're just going to call them teams because they make it feel like,
I'm riding the Steelers. I'm going to ride them.
Ever since you worked them, I think they've been like 5-2 or something like that.
I'm riding them. Let's go.
Flacco, I'm going to go with Raiders at home. I'm going to go with the Ravens at home.
Flacco is in disarray. That team looks like shit.
The line is Baltimore by 3, which Vegas is saying, in their eyes, the teams are pretty much even.
They are. And it's going to be hopefully it'll still be a slobber knocker. Maybe we get some mojo back here and they play like they got something to play. Because they have something to play for.
6 seed is wide open.
Yeah, they're still in the game. So let's go. Hooray. Let's do it.
All right. Now we start with the Sunday games. Jacksonville at Cleveland.
Who gives a shit?
Jacksonville has been playing well these past couple of weeks.
Cleveland is starting Brandon Weeden. So
the line is Cleveland by 7. I damn sure wouldn't bet that line. I actually think Jacksonville is going to win this game straight up. So I wouldn't bet Cleveland by 7.
I go with the Browns.
Do you think they win by 8?
No.
Okay, so you don't go
green. No, I don't go by the line.
All right, the next game, these are the 1 o'clock games, is the Titans at the Colts.
Colts
been looking bad lately, though.
They have. but I don't believe in the Titans. But they
have- I don't believe in Fitzpatrick. So I agree with you. I think the Colts win. I think that Indy, I think Indy actually gets a good game this weekend. I think they beat them by 10.
Let's start it up. Let's crank up and then go to the season strong.
I think this is one of these tight games where they get their mojo back on Tennessee. And so I, the line is Indy by 4, so I would take that line. I think they're going to win by a touchdown or more. Next, you got the Bears and the Vikings.
Bears.
The line is I got the Bears too, but the line is Minnesota by 1.
Well, they're at home, and the Bears been looking like shit.
But still, it's not like the Vikings have been looking good.
Exactly. I mean, but again, the league is looking horrible. I'm so glad I'm not like a real gambler here and betting all these games, because I'll be fucked.
Yeah, so I think we both think Chicago's going to win straight up.
I think Chicago will win.
Yeah, so the line is Minnesota by 1. You may want to bet Chicago on that line.
Dolphins and the Jets.
Next is Dolphins at the Jets.
Another one of these games.
I will say this. The Jets are probably one of the funnest and teams you can think of. Between Geno Smith turning the ball over every two plays.
What are you talking about?
Rex Ryan and the Jets just basically being the Jets. At least they're an exciting end team. You know what I'm saying? The Dolphins, they haven't had anything since Jonathan Martin has derailed their season.
And you as heard, he should. And, he ain't heard nothing from that.
He ain't heard nothing else about him or that situation. What you called him?
A fat. That's what I called him.
More and more you think about
He's picking on me.
More and more I think about it, he may be gay. But I would highly recommend that you listen to our podcast. Me and Calhoun did the L Code, where we talk about Jonathan Martin and the Richard Incognito situation. That's probably the best thing we can preview about this game is tell you go listen to the podcast that we did about it.
Yeah,
the line is Jets by 3.
I think win last week. Did the Jets win last week?
The Jets lost last week.
I think they'll win this week. That's how they've been doing. Win, lose.
I think the Jets gonna win too. Line is New York by 3. I don't think 3. I think they win by like 1. So I think it's a very, very, very eagle a paper thin type win game.
The Dolphins have to get 4, right? I mean, the Jets have to beat them by 4.
Yeah. You could pick the Dolphins and just say you feel like they cover the line.
Nah, I wouldn't bet that line. Bet the Jets.
Cardinals. Next, you got the Cardinals at the Eagles. This is an interesting game. Remember, the Cardinals are one of my picks to make the playoffs.
They are. They're doing good.
7-4. They've been beating up on bad teams.
Nick Foles been playing.
But the Eagles, like you said, they've been going win, loss. They haven't had any real consistency to them.
I'm going to go ahead and go with the Eagles, though.
I'm going to go with the Cardinals on this.
That's not a bad pick.
The line is Philly by 3, so they're basically saying the home. Most times they get home team 3 points. Yeah, so they're basically saying these teams are even. I would stay away from this line. This is actually looked like a really good game, a very sneaky good game.
It's
going to
be a good game.
Yeah, so I would take the Cardinals. Calhoun's taking the Eagles.
Yeah.
So bet that at your own risk. We don't recommend it. Next is the Buccaneers at the Panthers.
Hey, but the Bucs been playing, though.
They've been playing hard.
Yeah. I'm going with the Panthers, though.
I'm going with the Panthers, too. For years, I've been calling Cam close loss Cam. Now I got to call him comeback Cam.
He's doing it.
I actually got to go with him. The line is Carolina by 9.
That's a lot.
That's high. I would say 6 or 7 is what I think. I think Tampa Bay can cover it.
I'm going to grab my balls on this one. I think the Panthers cover that line.
Those black quarterbacks, they could just pass you around like a freak at a cut party. Hey,
whatever. I love them. Let's go, baby.
Next, you got the Patriots at the Texans. You can't make this line high enough. The line is is New England by 9. New England might win by 21 in this game. The Reds are completely falling off the Texans. Them and the Falcons may be the two worst Super Bowl or bust teams ever.
Well, they are the two biggest disappointments, like, in one season. You would not have thought, like, because it could have been a matchup of the Falcons and the Texans in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, that's why I say these probably two of the worst.
And both of them came out jacking their dick and can't get hard here.
But they battling for one thing, the number one draft pick.
Well, we need to lose more than they do.
Yeah, so again, bet that line, New England by, that looked like free money actually from Vegas.
That does look like free money.
New England by 9. The first 4 or 5 games.
Who would have thought this?
The Falcons at the Buffalo Bills.
Who's the line?
The line is Buffalo by 3, so they're saying that basically these teams are even.
Amazing.
But I think they're actually playing this game in Toronto.
Yeah, they are.
Shout out to Drake, where it goes down in the city.
Fuck
that
light skin ass, mixed ass.
From 305 to my city. I get it.
I love it. Please love me back for that. All right, what you got here?
This is a hard game to pick.
No, it's not.
You got to go against the Falcons.
Is EJ Manuel even playing?
Yeah, no? He started.
Oh, well. Yeah, it's done deal. If two, what's the other one? Two was playing, I'll pick him. Yeah. Over the Falcons.
You just convinced me. We both going to go with Buffalo. Line is Buffalo by 3.
Yep. Let's
take the line. Buffalo going to win by 4 or more.
I hope they beat the shit out of them. I hope somebody get fired after Sunday. I do.
What if they fired the hot dog stand guy?
He should not have been serving hot dogs.
You got the Rams and the 49ers.
Niners. What you got?
I got the Niners, too. Line in San Francisco by 8.
That's a high line for a division. For them,
yeah. I would say don't bet that. Oh, bet the Rams if you're going to bet the line.
Yeah.
Next four game, the Broncos at the Chiefs this time.
Broncos.
I think the Chiefs are fool's gold, like you said.
I really do. I think they're like a bitch with ass shots. We don't like y'all bitches, but we will fuck you bitches. I think that's what it is.
Yeah, so the line is Denver by 6. How many did they win by last week? Wasn't it last week they played? 2 weeks ago. How many they won by 2 weeks ago?
I don't know. They beat them. They
beat them soundly. Yeah. They'll beat them soundly again. So I say bet that line.
Ooh, that's going to be a nice one. Maybe.
The Bengals at the Chargers. Bengals are so inconsistent. The Chargers are actually sneaky good.
How do Marvin Lewis keep that job?
Man, he's taking them to what? A team who hasn't been to the playoffs that much, he's taking them to 4 playoffs. That's what you can call Mike Smith. You can call this the Marvin Lewis syndrome, right? Somebody who's taking a team with very little to no tradition. Made them relevant, but not good.
Because he's done nothing.
I mean, they're relevant, but not good. They went to, what, 3 straight playoffs, maybe 5 overall.
Yeah, but they haven't went to any championship game rounds.
Exactly. But, I mean, for a team that went maybe 25 years, yeah, I think they went from the Super Bowl in 88-5, 88, whatever one Icky Woods went to.
Yeah.
To have losing records. Exactly, to losing records. Now he come back, at least get them to the playoffs.
Yeah, it's time to can that nigga, though.
It's kind of hard to can him when he get them to the playoffs.
They can't.
He's built a consistent program.
It's time to can him. Yeah. He's going nowhere.
With that being said, I'm going to actually take Cincinnati on the road.
Ooh.
San Diego's been one of those and teams.
They really are. So I go with the Bengals, too. I want to take the Chargers.
Take them then.
I'm taking the Chargers. I've been talking into it. I'm taking the Chargers. My boy, Philip Rivers. Give me one.
You know, you got like 8 kids.
He's an NFL player, isn't he? I'd be balls deep in pussy if I had
his wife. All I'm with his wife, though.
You got 8 kids and 1 woman? Moron. How big is that? That pussy probably like a fruit bowl.
Line to San Diego by 2. What you got?
2 isn't that big of a deal.
Yeah, so
you should be able to cover 2. Well, a field goal covers 2.
Bet Cincinnati.
I'm betting the Chargers. I'm betting they cover that line.
The 8:30 game is the Giants at the Redskins. Now, we laughed about Daniel Snyder, but let's laugh about something else or talk about something else.
Robert Griffin.
RG3. Yeah. What are your thoughts on him and what's going on?
He looked like a country ass. From Texas, they got a white wife. I'm saying, this is what he play like, motherfucker. Play like a nigga with some silky braids. That's what he play like. He look like dog shit this year. And I think they rushed him, but I think he rushed himself back. They probably should have sat his ass down for like 4 or 5 games. Let him get back.
I think that this is just a season you burn for the greater good. You know what I'm saying? So I actually think he's playing bad, but I wouldn't be as concerned about this season. Now, if he's doing this
next
year, then I would be very concerned.
Would you sit him down at the end of the year?
No way to sit him down.
Let me tell you why. To let Kirk Cousins play so you can get your draft, get you some trade bait here, get you some exposure?
Nah, because if he wins,
he created controversy.
Exactly.
I think he's big enough not to avoid that controversy.
But that's the problem. They've given Robert Griffin too much control too soon. He had one good year. He basically is right behind Dan Snyder. Hey, you go through him before, you know what I'm saying, you get anything approved.
That's why you sit that down.
I disagree.
I think you sitting down now for one reason. Not so much his play deserves him to be sat down, but to showcase Kirk Cousins so we can get some for Kirk Cousins.
I just think I think you go into a lot more stress if he does good. You know what I'm saying? And the last thing you need is Robert Griffin sucking and the added stress of Kirk Cousins doing good.
I agree.
I think the Giants are going to win the game.
What do you think?
Yeah. Hey, brother, when they, oh. Yeah, I believe they do.
You go with RG3.
No, I'm not going with that nigga.
All right, the line is New York by one. We say bet that line. Monday night game is a very good Monday night
game. The best game of the week by far, I think.
Saints at the Seahawks.
Ooh! Let's get ready to rumble.
I think the Saints win and win big. Ooh. I think they should win by 10.
You do?
I think they win and win big.
Would you like to bet that? I'll bet that with you right now.
You want to bet online so the fan listeners can hear?
What you mean?
You want to say the bet right now?
Yeah, let's do
it. All right, the line is Seattle by 5. I feel the Saints win straight up. And I feel the Saints flipping the Saints win by more than 5.
What you want to bet? You give me that line.
Yeah, the Saints win by 5. Yeah. All
right, let's bet. I'll 20 bet or
something. All right, we'll bet $20.
$20 on the bet.
Yeah. All right. So I have the Saints winning, if you haven't realized that.
Okay, I see that.
Who do you have winning?
I have the Juice Squad winning. I'll tell you why. All them is cheating. Nah, I'm going to tell you why for real. I think possibly Seattle may be the hardest stadium to play in the NFL.
And this is where it goes to what we talked about, what $100 million really buys you. Think that there are only 4 or 5 quarterbacks who have the composure and what it takes to go there and play for you. And I think Drew Brees is one of them.
Yeah, they lost to a 7-9 team a couple years ago.
I mean, that was years ago. I think that this team.
He lost in Candlestick a couple years ago when they was in. So let's not do that. Because Drew Brees don't look good on the road in them.
I think Drew Brees has what it takes to win this game.
I don't.
And I think he's going to show you and everybody what $100 million looks like and how $100 million should play.
That is a lot you putting on this.
And that's what I'm betting. I'm betting on he shows you.
This kid already beat Tom Brady up there. He beat.
I'm putting my money to say Drew Brees shows you what $100 million
look like. If you all would have seen the face and the way he put it, I mean, you would have went, ooh. Yeah. This guy. Okay. I'm going with the Seahawks.
Okay. So we have a bet. Radio Land listeners, y'all hear it. What I'll do is I'll post a picture of me, a Calhoun, with the $20. And I might wipe my butt for it and put it on Instagram for everybody once I win. Oh, he may do something with his $20, like eat it or something.
Bye, bitch. It's a lot of them on Stewart Avenue. Metropolitan, as it's called now. All
right, this concludes
the podcast. That's going to be a hell of a game.
Yeah, it is. Enjoy the games this week. Glad to get back to NFL picks and kicks because the last one was the L code we did.
Yeah.
Also, everybody, check out RTR Entertainment's Facebook page. Like it if you're a Facebook user. Comment on it. I think just search RTRENT.
I'm a fan.
And just make sure, thank you for listening to the podcast. And just a little on a side note, remember to find us on Stitcher. Download the Stitcher app. That's STITCHER. We on iTunes. Both of them, just search for Digital Darren. That's Digital DARON. Rate us, comment, like us. Let us know what you think. And trust me, we're trying to get better and better for you guys.
Give some feedback, too.
Yeah, please give feedback. And thank you again for listening.
One more thing. I'm going to say this on there. Let's do something about basketball. I would really like to talk about this cream puff, big made Derrick Rose.
Well, we're going to do it. Well, for us, basketball season really doesn't start till the Christmas, the holiday games. That's when the unofficial, official start of NBA. And we'll have a preview podcast and preview and review podcast, and we'll get to that. We'll have some new faces, some new voices, along with some voices you've heard.
Let's do it.
And so, again, thanks for listening. Make sure to tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend.
We'll talk to you later.